Good morning.
You're recording.
I am recording.
This is our first audio boo together.
Woohoo! We're in Boston. It's foggy. I think. I haven't got my contact lenses in
This is the
yet.
first time we talk together on the internet and you talk about the weather.
Yeah, I'm British.
That's disappointing. You need to jazz it up, spice it up, say something exciting. Fail.
I can't. I can't. I don't do exciting to order. I do it spontaneously and rarely.
Now I've been warned.
Yeah.
Never do another audio boo with you.
No. I don't know how much how well you're being picked up because you're on the other side. I'm gonna move the mic so that although your voice is quite loud.
I'm glad you noticed.
So it's the first proper day of Tuttle to Texas today. And we're gonna. Well, yesterday was just. Yesterday just felt insane for me because
Travel.
travel is insane.
Yes.
It's just crazy that we get in these big chunks of tin and
Fly
throw
over the
ourselves
ocean,
over
yeah.
the ocean.
And go back in time.
Yeah.
Which you did.
Because I can see from my iPod, I haven't reset and. Allegedly in London, it is now quarter past midday. I'm just waking up and it's quarter past seven, and I'm feeling quite good about being up at this early. Anywho, what am we going to do today? Well,
I'm going shopping. How about you?
I'm going to talk,
Who
I'm going to
wins?
have
Who
some
wins?
conversations. Do you think, is the snow? Is that snow? No.
It sort of looks like snow. Yeah,
There's
that's
something,
snow.
there's a bit of, oh my goodness.
It's serious snow.
So that wasn't really, is that not fog? I can't see because I haven't got my lenses in.
It's snowing in Boston.
It's snowing in Boston, hurrah. So I'm gonna go over to the Digi Lounge, Mike's lovely place in Newbury Street, where we're hanging. Well, we kind of got there as our HQ all day today. And I'm going to meet up with David Weinberger and have a chat about whatever we want to chat about. He's writing a new book, so I'm excited to understand what all that is. I've seen some bits on his blog where he's been drafting stuff. And then we're going, Brian and I at least, and probably Heather and Michelle will come too, to film bits. We're going over to MIT. So we're leaving Boston and going over to Cambridge. And do we have that in England?
Cambridge?
No, we have Cambridge in England, but do we have places where it's one city on one side of the river and another city on the other side.
I'm sure. No?
I can't think of one. But anyway, so we're going to do that and we're going to hold a conversation space in Venture Cafe Alpha. I think it's Venture Cafe and I think it's in Alpha development, it's a prototype. So I'm really excited actually to meet somebody else who is developing the idea of a cafe through prototyping and the metaphor of software development.
You're really excited.
I am. I've never met anybody else who's done that. Have you?
I can't say I have, but I'm a small town girl, so I only know like
So,
five people.
but we're going to do, we're going to, what? What we're going to try and do is, I'm going to try and keep my voice down a few octaves. Down here.
When you're going through the change.
Yeah. What we're going to do is run some conversations around culture and cultural difference and cultural similarities. I'm going to have to learn to say the word
Have you
before.
noticed cultural differences between me and you?
Yeah, you like moose.
You have not seen me eat moose once.
No, but I've seen you express a longing for moose.
I don't long for moose. I can appreciate it.
Okay. I don't know. I think where there are differences between you and me, I usually put them down to me being from a large urban, sophisticated metropolis,
Right.
and you being a small town country girl.
I usually put them down to me being exceptionally witty and intelligent, and well, you know, you
I mean,
being
not.
not so much. But you know, tomato, tomato.
I don't know. I think we're excuse me. We'll find out. We'll find out what differences there are. I think the difference is most stark between the British and the Americans. I think I do feel closer. What's that noise?
The noise of a car outside.
Oh.
You're a big city boy and you can't handle the noise of a horn.
Well, I couldn't tell what it was, that's all. It's an American horn. What was it? It was a brrr.
That's the way they sound.
Ah, well, you see, in London, horns don't sound like that. What was I saying?
The
Yeah,
difference
the
is you don't feel
differences.
so
I
such a
don't,
difference between the British and Canadian.
because, you know, you love the Queen too.
Oh
You love the
God.
Queen as much as we
Are
do.
we back to the Queen now?
Yeah, who rules you?
Can you swear on audio boo? Is it allowed?
Yeah, I think we might have to mark it explicit.
NSFW. Not safe for work.
But please don't say anything that might get me into trouble.
Oh, gritting my teeth together now.
With anybody royal.
Do you know anybody royal?
No, probably not.
You don't
What are
have
you gonna
much.
say? Don't say fuck the Queen. Oh!
Oh! I guess I don't need to now, do I?
Help!
Oh, it doesn't count, I'm sure.
No. Anyway,
Is anybody still listening to this, do you
probably
think?
not. I doubt
Okay.
it. We're 7.5 minutes in, so
That's a little long-winded.
That's what I'm going to do anyway. Clearly, I'm going to have to do these morning audio boos, telling people who really want to know what I'm doing, all two of them, without the interference of you, because
I'll
you've
try not
spun
to
it
take
out.
and you know I'll try not to take that offensively. Is that a
No.
word? Did I say that correctly? Yeah, I'll try not to take offense by that.
Good.
You, because you just said I need to do these, but I have to make sure you're nowhere near me when I do them,
That's correct.
because you ruin them.
Yep.
Okay, just making sure we got the translation correct there.
That's okay. I think that I think we've demonstrated a really important point.
That I'm lovely.
Yes.
Okay.
And
And
I have a grey chest hair. And
yes.
that you don't get to see these. You. It's very difficult to see these cultural differences
Right.
Within a relationship, within you talking to somebody. It's much easier to see it between other people, and to see it emerge out of situations. So people will see it.
So what you're saying is, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. It's easier to observe it than it is to experience it.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes, and you'll get it by observing it rather than analyzing it.
Okay. This all turns suddenly very highbrow.
That's what it's like with me, kid.
Wow.
Get used to it. So 10 minutes is definitely enough. We're into the last 20 seconds. Is there anything else you want to say before we stop?
Go Canada.
Oh yeah, go Canada.